যে নিন্নাও শরীর ভালো না, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, যাই গৌর হরি
বল। Also, once you quoted Raghunath Das Goswami about his feelings of separation.
Yes.
And how he was seeing Radha Kund and Govardhan.
Yes, very painful, most severe. It is almost a parallel thought that sun, the sun is burning, so the Govardhan Radha Kunda, the mediator, one who taught me the transcendental greatness of these signs that has got very intimate connection with my Lord, they are withdrawn. The medium is withdrawn, next medium, nearest medium, when not, then great reaction. He is there, and who connected that high thing with me, he is drawn away. It is there, I can't get it. So Guru is such. So many mediators there may be, but then with the nearest mediator, drawn. That vehement experience came to him. This dreadful expression did not appear on his, did not came out from his mouth when he had experience of departure of Mahaprabhu and Sarvadhamala. There are also some experience. He had hearing his hairs like a man, but he still had some affinity for some future prospects in Vrindavan. He went to see Vrindavan. When in mature condition, the medium took up, taken up, then that fierce condition he fell into. This is Radha Lashya. This is Radha Lashya. So he could give vent to Radha Lashya. It's the highest. The highest form of negative that draws substance from the positive and distributes to us, if that is removed, then it is there, but we can't have it. So the disappointment to the highest degree is Radha Lashya. And our Guru Maharaj told, our highest concern with Radha Rani, and because Radha Rani feels intimacy with Krishna, so we have concern with Krishna. So pure, so faithful to the highest conception of negative substance. We are not dust of the negative substance. Our real connection with the negative, the high negative propensity. without that, to have a direct connection with Krishna, what we get, that is nothing. In quality, quantity, that is nothing. Ordinary people may say that they are getting many, much. But the real experts, they consider that that is nothing. The quality and the quantity we get through the medium of Radharani, that is telescopic system. What we get, what we can see by microscope, by telescope, what we can see, ordinary eye seeing is nothing. It's nothing. Something like that. Who has seen with a microscope or a telescope, he will catch his eye, that I can't see what is the city of this eye. Something like that.
শ্লোকটা বললেন, উনি লিখে দিলেন, তারপরে আপনি যদি কারেকশন করতে পারেন, নারায়ণ বিকৃতি জাতি গুরু প্রচুদস্য দুর্বুদ্ধি, এই এক লাইন। তার পরের লাইন হচ্ছে কমলস্য জলাদ অপৈতি রবি শোষয়তি নাশয়তি চ। কমলস্য জলাদ অপৈতি রবি শোষয়তি নাশয়তি চ, এই বললেন।
এটা তো পদ্য নয়, এটা তো গদ্যের মতো।
তাহলে গদ্য
গৌর হরি গৌর হরি গৌর হরি গৌর হরি গৌর হরি, সো রাধা দাস্য কামস আউট অফ দ্যাট ফিলিং।
একটু স্বামী মহারাজের কথা বলুন, সব সন্ন্যাসী
মহারাজ হরিজন সে say something about the greatness of our Guruji. Sing something.
We're going to speak in the temple.
তারপরে তোমাদের হবে প্রায় খানিক্ষণ হলে তবে তো ভক্ত ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী প্রকাশ কি যায় ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ কি যায় বিরহ বাস মহোৎসব কি যায় ভক্তি শ্রী
To write on who is Krishna. I wrote something on the Ramanuja Sampradaya and it came very easily.
Ramanuja?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote something very short on Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. But with Krishna Leela, there are things I do not understand. From the time of Krishna,
you go through. Have you gone through Chaitanya Shiksha Mata?
No.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Not Chaitanya Mata, no. It is not translated into English, Maharaj. Chaitanya Shiksha Mata is not yet in English.
English?
Not in English.
Do you know Hindi?
Hindi bolte, no?
Eh?
I don't think so. I think he just speaks.
You don't know Hindi. It was translated into Hindi long, long ago, I know that. But, and also Telugu by Jagannatham. Why Jagannatham? And Tikam Singh in Hindi. But whether it is translated into English, I don't know. It should have been done, because there we find comparison with this Vedic religion with the Western different conceptions of philosophy. The Kant, the Hegel, the Spencer, Schopenhauer, all this. Comparative study. in Chaitanya Shikshamatam. In Jaiva Dharma, the comparative study is confined to Indian conceptions of religions in different form. But the Western philosophy has been compared with this Eastern theological ideas in Chaitanya Shikshamatam.
I wanted to know what the condition of Vaishnavism was, or of Radha Krishna worship, was like from the time of Krishna's disappearance.
Radha Krishna worship, Ramanuja Lakshmi Narayan. Ramanuja's philosophy, Shankar, non-differentiated mass of consciousness. Ramanuja says, no, it is differentiated. The mass of consciousness with differentiation and specification. Everything is true, is physical or mental or spiritual. The material and the arhukshaya, that is transcendental world, all true. But this is flickering and that is permanent. Eternal. And he says that if we deal with closer inspection, we shall find that the manas of consciousness is personal, a big person, a small point of consciousness is a small soul, insignificant jiva soul, and the huge consciousness is a huge person. That is, and he is Vasudeva Purushottam. He is the support of Brahma. The Brahma is the halo of his body as a whole. Vasudeva. The person who is inside everything and who includes everything in him, both. Kharadati duham o kharadati uttama. I am above these twofold creations. One part of creation is changing, another unchanged. But Okkhara means which is unchangeable, and Khara means which is changing, always changing. And I am above these two substances. I am Purushottam, I am Vasudev. Not that stagnant Brahma. Above that stagnant Brahma, and what is the misconception of the Brahma here? Always changing, above that also, and personal. Because consciousness means person. There cannot be any consciousness which is not person. A small point of consciousness, small personality, individuality. Without individuality, no consciousness possible. Just as without the power of resistance, no matter can exist. Our either quality of negative resistance. Matter means occupying some space or some energy which can offer resistance to another. Some conceptions of matter. So, the conception of conscious unit means personal, cannot be impersonal. What is conceived to be impersonal, that is the hazy conception of the halo of that person. So Gita says, Purushottam Bad, Brahmano hi pratishthaham. I am the supporter of that Brahma conception. In another verse, Kharaduti Joham, Mukharaduti Totta. Atushmi Vedi Lokita Prasita Purushottama. the best of all persons in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva conception. Above that, Ramanuj says, if we look very distinctly and very carefully, then we shall find that that person has got a potency. Potency. And if we can analyze his potency, then we shall find so many servants and Lakshmi Devi also, potency. The person has got his shakti, his potency. He is a consumer and is something to be consumed. Care?
Hare Charan and Govinda.
When the Vasudev, more closer inspection unfolds, his aspects as serving and service taking, two aspects. Purusha means those who accept the service, and the Prakriti who is engaged in the service of Purusha, and Lakshmi Narayana. Closer inspection of Vasudeva reveals that Narayan is surrounded by his potential subordinates. Potential subordinates. And that is found in Vaikuntha. And they are all engaged in service of Narayana. It is Vaikuntha. And there we are told 2.5 rasa. The submission of the servitors to their master, Narayana, and before the submission first, they have got their independent individuality, but with submission to Narayana, that is Shanta Rasa. And the further development, Dasya Rasa, when service is added to the submission, active service added to submission, then it becomes Dasya Rasa, the ecstasy of service in the transcendental realm. When confidence is added to that service, it becomes Sukha. But full Sukha, friendly service, is not seen in Vaikuntha because of the awe and the reverence in the object of their service. So not very confidential or simple, that the friends, as friends we are equal position. If we play, sometimes we shall climb the shoulder of the of our master, and sometimes I shall accept him on our shoulder. We are equal. That confidential service full is not possible in Vaikuntha because of the awe and the reverential atmosphere of the place. Grandeur, resourcefulness, infinite, all this. Some sort of reverence and regard, predominance there. Ramanu says here, it is finished, no further. Shankara ends in non-differentiated mass of consciousness. Ramanu says, no, within that, the potency and the owner of the potency, the person is there, the service also there, it is Vaikuntha. So far, Ramanuja's philosophy. And by Sharanagati we can attain him. All these things are there. Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti. It is accepted as devotion pure. The service is the real nature of every person. they can thrive there. They can be quite natural there in that soil. And he has abnormal life they are leading. This is according to Ramana. And the Lakshmi Devi, Sri Lakshmi, Sri Sarvam Narayana with her, she friends also there. And there are many male servants also there. In this way, the service, the land of service, and but dignity, awe, reverence, respect, grandeur, that is the nature of that domain, that realm, transcendent, divine.
Why is there differences between Madhvacharya and the Ramanujas? They fight sometimes.
Madhvacharya, Ramanuja says, Vishishtadvaita. Though Jiva and God were, Ramanuja's philosophy may be analyzed in this way, Paro. Paro means that original conception of Godhead, Narayana. Buho, in Vaikuntha, many dedicating aspects of Narayana on all his sides, about 24. First dedication, Vasudeva Sankarsan Paddhumna Niruddha. And every of these four have got some pipe. So altogether 24 dedicated aspects of Narayana is found with all their resources, Lakshmi, Seva, etc. Buha. And then Vaibhav, the Matsya Kurma Varaha, one aspect of Narayana, and descends here in the mundane world for the protection of the good and destruction of the bad, and to preach the truth, devotion, and to save the devotees and truthful. Then he says another avatar, Paro Buho Vaibhav Antarjami. The Paramatma, all the permeating principle everywhere, within every atom, that is called as Paramatma, extension of Narayana, and one aspect. And Archa, the sea motifs here and there, we find that it is Narayana also. To the most blunt-headed, he comes as if in material shape, though he is not material. But to draw service from the most gross-minded, he appears in this Archyamurti, Simurti, Sivigra, and accepts service in the physical plane, gradually thereby draw them towards inner consciousness. This. And this world is the outer cover of the Vaikuntha, spiritual world. And by Saranagati, this surrendering, and by listening and the service of the devotees have been given very much importance in Ramanuja Sampradaya. The service of the devotees can take us in high speed to that Vaikuntha. And the Saranagati is generally necessary to went up to Alhuk Sajare.
I mean, that's
you. And Madhya, there are short slokas. One made by Madhya, another by Baladev Vidyabhushan. Sri Madhya Praha. Satyam Harimiha Paramam. I can't recollect the slope. In one slope, all the princes of Madhavacharya has been put together. Srimad Madhyamati Hari Paratamo Satyam Jagat Tattato, according to the according to Madhyacharya, Hari Paratamo, Hari is the highest God of all conceptions of gods, different to gods, but Hari is the highest God. Hari Paratamo, Srimad Madhyamati Hari Paratamo, Satyam Jagat Tattato. And Shankaracharya says this material world does not exist. Madhva says, now it is, it does exist. This world is, does exist. Jasatyam jagat tattato bhedo jivagana. There are differences in all individual souls, all not equal or identical, but same. Every point is differentiated from another point of all the conscious atoms. They are all of different type, specific type. Dhedo jivagana, Hari ranuchara, but all of them are servants of Hari. Nichocho bhavangata, and there is hierarchy. Some lower section, some higher in this way. Madhyamati Hari Paratamo Bhakti Jaju Satyam Jagat Tattato Vedo Jivagana Hari Ranuchara Nichocho Bhavangata. Nichocho Bhavangata. The sadhana to get back Hari only Shuddha Bhakti is necessary. This is conception. All other points I forget. It is there in the books. Then, this is Madhvacharya. He puts very stress in difference of jiva and Bhagavan, God and jiva. They are very, very different. Shankaracharya Soham, there is one and same. Ramanuj say, now they are part of the body, but service taking and service giving, but in one system. Madhvacharya laid much stress on the difference, that they are of another kinds, as the Shakti, Vivinnamsa, and the Holy and Sarup Shakti. Sarup Shakti, and this is Tatastha Shakti in this way. In this way, there are so many other points of differences, but I forget them.
I see, sometimes I hear the Madhvas and the Ramanujas, they fight. They are fighting with each other, even though they
sometimes,
are both Vaishnavas.
Sometimes, not so very, but the fighting between the Madhva and the Shankara, that was very extreme. And sometimes Ramanuja Sampradaya was selected as umpire between them. Once there was a very big battle between Akshabha, Madhvacharya's last disciple, successor, Akshabha, and Vidyaranya, he was a stalwart in the Shankara school. A great fight for a long time. And Deshikachari, he was Ramanuja's scholar of the Ramanuja section. He came to make compromise, we are told. But Ramanuja also is a Vaishnava pure type, because Vishnu, Vaishnava and devotion. Bhakta, Bhagavan, Bhakti. The master, the servant and the service in the middle. This is recognized by all the Vaishnava Sattva Sampradaya. With some different conception about the position of the master and the servant, and how to serve. Ramanuj laid stress in service of the devotee, todiyo seva. The service of the Vaishnava is greater than the direct service of Narayana. It becomes more it gives concrete result, and that is little vague, far off. And also sharanagati. It is the stress in surrender. And the Madhvacharya, the difference between jiva and Ishvara, the great uncompromising difference between the two, the servitor class, the slave class, and the master. There's very, very much stress. And also, mukti, mukshang vishnang hidabhang. According to the conception of Madhvacharya, what is moksha, what is liberation? That is to get the service of Vishnu, of the divine feet of Vishnu. Ubudesha jari madhya. And Vishnu Swami, Sridhar Swami, they are also of the same faith, more traced towards the whole thing is one, though the master and the servant and the relation between them, but he laid stress on the oneness of the whole. And also the service must be of free-loving nature, and not very rigid, strictly following the imposed control of the shastra. More loving than shastra controlled. What is also be that? Vidhi, the rules, following more, service should be more loving than following the rules and regulations. That is their idea, Vishnu Swami. That Vallabha Swami in Gujarat, they are found in great number. And the Nimbarka Sampradaya is another of the fourth. Dvaita Dvaita. They did both. There was something common and something different. And Radha Govinda is the highest conception, and through love we must try to get his service. But they have given stress that not Radha Govinda, they are married couple. Are not this parukya, not married ladies having their husbands, and they deceive them and they go to serve Krishna. This has been not accepted by the Nimbarka school. They are all married to Krishna, and they have some vila in this way. That was Sakiyavad. And Gauriya Vaishnava Parukiya, and their nocturnal lila has been described by the Nimbarki. And Gauriya Vaishnava's most important union is in daytime Radha Kunda. And some differences there. And they say dvaita dvaita, both oneness and difference. And Mahaprabhu gives a strict qualification that must be achinto. One qualification must be there. Only something common, something different, that is not the whole truth. Because The difference and the common depends on his sweet will. I am everywhere, nothing in me. I am nowhere, everything in me. I am everywhere, everything in me. I am nowhere, nothing in me. Can you conceive? So that means it depends on his sweet will. Where he is, how much he is different from others, and how much he is one same with other. It depends on him. So achyuta. It is inconceivable distinction, and the non-distinction simultaneously existed between the jiva and the jagat and the dham, Vaikuntha, everywhere. This achinta vilad is something common, something different, and that cannot be within the estimation of the jiva or anyone. It fully depends on him. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahaprabhu, where are his achinta?
So he can empower a jiva.
Huh?
So he can take ordinary jiva and empower him tremendously.
Yes. Satyavesh he can do. He can design and destiny. He's independent in his designing, and also he can destine everything subordinate to him.
So the Parakiya Ras was not known before Mahaprabhu?
Yes, it was there in Bhagavatam, in many Puran also. And Mahaprabhu, when he came, he gave a clear mood to that practically. Practically, that is supporting, not that he took for himself such practice. He was of acharya nature, he did not accept any other merit karma. But Krishna did it, and he supported that fully. That is the highest position of our service. When we are ready to risk, the highest risk we take for the service, crossing the rules, regulations and the society and the so-called religion, his autocracy. We admit his autocracy over everything, above law. No partition or demand on his right. His right is exceptional and supreme to have recognition of that, even crossing the rules of the scriptures and also the laws of the society. One takes so much risk, and that is the highest dedication for the absolute good. This is the conception underlying the Bhagavad school, or the Vrindavan school, and that was supported by Mahaprabhu perfectly, scientifically. That his right can never be challenged by anyone's right. His right over everything is absolute, in the highest sense. No law can enter and can plead any deviation from that point. He's above all. Laws comes from him. Law is there where it is to decide things between many, two or many. Then law, justice comes into existence. And where is oneness, all belonging to him, everything for him, this Hegelian philosophy, everything he is for himself. Everything is for himself. And he is also for himself, not subservient to anything else. So fully to realize this and to obey that he is the authority above law. His ownership over us, his claim over us is absolute. Not to be considered from any point outside. This recognition is the highest recognition of the fact that he is for himself and everything for himself. Do you follow?
Yes. Above the law.
Huh?
He is above the law.
Above all. So his claim over everything, above all. No consideration, no argument, no complaint can come in that realm. No law can come to decide the right of his claim to anything and everything in this world. To have full faith and full regard and full preparedness for his service, causing everything else. That is Parakya. In another sense, Parakya means the circumstance has got some demand on me, keeping it outside to my free choice to be taken up and to be given to my Lord of Heart. The circumstance has come clean over me. So outwardly I am admitting so-called claim, but internally my free choice I take out and I offer to my Lord of Heart. That is also another aspect. Do you follow?
Yes. After the time of Krishna, there was a gradual increase in... After the time of Krishna, there was decrease, and then Buddhism came. Was there a Vaishnav conception around the time of the Buddhists, the beginning of the Buddhists, or was it finished at that time?
That came, the growth, the development of theism in this plane came to its highest point when Krishna descended here. You will find in Sri Krishna Sanghita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You should read, go through that book. And then it reached the acme, the highest point, during Vrindavan Leela, and then it began to degrade. And there were some pious Buddhists came, and you don't think about the only the social necessary development from outside, that everything coming out of necessity for the passing. The will, sweet will of the Lord is praying, is the cause of every prayer, and under the over all sorts of prayer, the supreme sweet will. So after that, Buddhist came and preached about Ahimsa Santarasa, because we may think that this Parakya question may degrade the whole thing, and that may be just as like Sahaja, that may be imitated by many and lose their fortune. So anyhow, the change in the age began after it reached the zenith and then declined in this the necessary revolving of this worldly law, going up and going down in this cyclic order. The Sutta Teta Dapar Kodiya. So Buddhist came, and then came Kali to finish off. The boisterous atheistic movement, when reached its extreme position,